in a nutshell, what is it that we mean by marketing? There are two types of marketing, very simply. One is intrusion marketing, where you know you send your salespeople, they go interrupt anybody during their work, during a film and advertisement comes in between. They're all intrusion marketing. Second is permission. I take your permission, or I am myself coming into your website and trying to understand what are the products and services you have on you. They are the two basic types of marketing that are available. Now when it comes to intrusion marketing, you've got products in SWAS, wherein a sales guy can carry a tablet and an app. He can show to any prospects what he wants to show based on a rules engine. Like for example, I have collaterals, I have campaigns. So as a sales guy, I know which campaigns are, like for example, if he's a capital equipment seller, now I know what I have to show to him, because the rules engine automatically only shows those collaterals. Now in the back, the marketing department gets to have analytics as to whom I have shown, what, where, which geolocation and stuff like that. Now I have one more product, which is a permission marketing product, wherein you know, clients buy huge cost equipment like a Volvo truck or MRI scanner, a CT scanner in a hospital. Now it requires continuous engagement with the clients. So that's exactly where you know our product K angle, which is knowledge angle, comes into play. I'd like to call upon Chandramouli, who's a chief operating officer of SWAS, who steers the numbers, to present Kangle to you, both in terms of what it does. And then I have my client himself here, who's going to explain how Kangle has benefited him. Okay, thank you.
So, hello everyone.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to present Kangle to all of you. As Anand had said, most of the customers that we work with, obviously today the problem is not about content. There is actually too much content, right? So how do I take the specific content to my customer and enable my customer to focus on relevant content, which will help the company build the customer name. So how do we do that? And here when we came about this particular problem where our customers were asking, so we said, okay, there are two channels through which the customers are, of course there are hundreds of channels, but two most important channels that the customer are getting engaged. One is through my sales rep, right? The example that they were giving, I have my social media and all that stuff where I get feedbacks about my customer, but ultimately my sales rep has to go and do the rest of the procedure to, finish the sale in terms of getting the customer on the phone. So although 53% of the buying process happens before that, there is still 47% which is still left out for me to convince the customer to say that why am I better in front of vis-a-vis my competitor. So how do I provide the sales rep with this particular knowledge electronically, removing all the impediments for the marketing to take the information to the sales rep's device, right? The device can be, a tablet, it can be a PC, or the device can even be a mobile phone in certain cases, right? So it can be across devices. So how do I take that and then provide it to the sales rep so that the sales rep can in turn show it to the customer? And when I'm doing it for the marketer, the most important thing is to know which of those information has been shown and to what type of customers. So to if I have to say take a banking example, right? I have HNIs, I have ultra high net worth, two ultra high net worth customers, what are the kind of content that has been shown? If I have to take pharmaceuticals as an example, so I have pediatricians, I have gynecologists, I have various segment of customers. So and in each of those segment of customer, again you have core, non-core, A, B, C categorization. situation of the customer. So against which category am I really focusing in terms of, you know what I mean, doing the brand exposure, if you will, right? I mean, via my sales force, right? So how do you track all of these information? How do you eliminate the, you know what, the hassles in terms of information reaching the your sales reps at the right time? So this is what Kangle provides on one side. On the second side, we actually had an interesting thing. I mean, when a customer comes, I mean, so this is what he's using the Kangle also for, which is, how do I help my customer build their customer equity, right? So I'll give you an example. So I have my customer. My customer wants a set of information. This happened especially in pharma, right? So where the doctors wanted to share, because today's patients are you know what, ask a lot of questions to the doctors, right? I mean, so they go and say, why are you prescribing me this? Why not that? Etc. Right? Because the internet is providing ample knowledge to the patients as well to know what is being prescribed, right? So when they ask that, when they want to know the science behind it, when they want to know things behind it, so what the pharmaceutical companies wanted to do is, I mean, especially our customer, is to provide scientific information in the way patients will understand. So they wanted to build this and give it to their customers, who is the doctor. And when the patients come there and then say, you know what exactly is it? And the doctor can say, hey, here is it, please go and take a look at it, right? One, the pharma company can now know how many of their content has been utilized by the customer, right? So how relevant is the things that they are doing is for the customer. Second, for the doctor, it gives them a window to understand, you know what, how is their customer who has asked those questions, who have basically consumed that content, right? I mean, so on basically connecting the customer's customer, right? So which is another area where we have, put Kangle into use for. So quickly going through the features, so I'll not probably take too much of your time. So how do I share huge information on the, to the device of the customer electronically and make it just in time, right? I mean, so today, I mean, information is, largely happens through formal and informal networks, right? The ratio between formal and informal networks is, you know what, I mean, especially this is more relevant with the field force, right? I mean, so how do they share information today, most of the field force? Not through emails, but probably through WhatsApp, right? So a lot of informal information gets shared within the field force using WhatsApp as a channel. Now, what are the challenges? Let's say from a marketing perspective, right? What are the challenges for me to share information through WhatsApp? I have a security problem in terms of sharing information through WhatsApp, right? The second problem that I have is, I can't manage the group centrally in terms of what are the groups that are being formed on WhatsApp at various places. So what if a guy leaves an organization? What if the guy created the group leaves the organization? Then I have to create the entire group again, right? I mean, so obviously, I mean, but still, it is being put into use widely in many of the organizations that we have been to. Especially sales uses it very actively because it is very simple for them. So a lot of marketing material, probably they take it, download it, somehow get it into the cell phone, and then, you know what, start sharing it through WhatsApp. Right, and even we have seen that in many of the companies where the marketing department themselves have created WhatsApp so that they can answer customer queries faster, right? So a customer has a particular thing, you know what, I want to know this particular information, so they get back to marketing and then say, marketing, please share this information, I have my mobile phone, and you know what, I want to share this information with the customer right away, and the marketing actually puts it through WhatsApp, right? So this is in practice, so we wanted to, you know what, solve this problem as well. How do I give an enterprise WhatsApp, right? I mean, especially from a field collaboration perspective, right? So, you know about the risks of, you know what, sharing things through public networks. I mean, if you read the finer lines, I mean, they don't even agree to say that, you know what, it's not even valid in the jurisdiction outside of the United States of America. You can't sue them, so they say that, you know what, anything that you put is up to your own risk, your marketing material gets lost, your phone gets a particular virus, I'm not responsible. We have all clicked the agree button at some point of time and then, you know what, using it, but for corporate use, which is where the danger is, right? So, Kangle, so there is one more thing that we did with Kangle, especially for the sales force, which is, see, today you have SAP and multiple backend systems, right, which are there where the order gets booked, right? And the sales rep on the field needs to know what is the inventory data, what is the order data. So customer asks for us, so if I am talking to a distributor, right, talking to the distributor, and the distributor says something is negotiating with me. Now I need to know, you know what is the specific data about that particular distributor. Now if I have to get it, you know what, I probably have to open up a laptop and then get to the, connect to SAP, get the relevant information. Like this, there are multiple things, right? So we also said that how do we channelize all of these alerts from various systems and provide it on their mobile, right? So within Kaggle. Because Kaggle becomes your information dashboard for the sales rep on the field, where information from marketing comes, relevant data from other systems, which is important for him to take the decisions, also gets connected to Kaggle, right? And it also becomes a system wherein they can share information with other people, right? I mean, within their own Salesforce by forming private and public groups. I mean, so if you ask me what Kaggle is from a marketing sales interaction perspective, this is the definition. Any questions? So, I will right away get into the demo. Maybe, so for you probably I'll, so it, just to show you on the slide, so it has an information library. So where information can be shared, and you have you can have deep taxonomies to search the information. So what do you mean by taxonomy? Not a technical term, I'll put it in simple words. I'm sure we have all used items, right? So, and when we get into the store of items, right? So if you get into a movie section, which I'm sure all of us like in the room, right? So we have categorization of movies, which is, classical, romance, action, etc., right? So now, I click on a particular action movie inside the action. Now I see on the side, Amitabh Bachchan, directed by whoever. So now now my mood changes. I want to see all the movies that are directed by this director, Maniratnam, right? So I click on Maniratnam, I have a list of movies directed by Maniratnam, right? So like that, what they call as folksonomy. So the way the folks on the field basically think, right? Can I tag my information that I'm sharing with the people with all those different tags, so that it becomes easier for me to keep searching the information where, field person, right? So that's what we have built in terms of categorization and tags. So what they call as categorizations and classification and the typical biology term, which where taxonomy basically comes from. So, of course, they can also give their feedbacks, right? And ratings, you have, so these are the groups. As I said, connecting from multiple enterprise systems into this, and obviously the analytics that can be, so you can check out which particular file has been used again, what type of customer, how many times that particular brand has been exposed, right? So for this brand, so you can say, okay, this particular brand, this kind of customer, how many times it has been exposed, etc. So you have all of those analytics which you can get from the system. Correlated from sales/marketing, right? So I'll get into the demo right now, real quick, and then well, we have just created a fictitious company here called Farmers. Yeah. So here are the list of assets that has been shared with me. So right now I have logged in as a user. So the same thing is both on all the different platforms. So you can download it and then you can use the user ID password to get into the particular app, right? And when you're sharing the content, right? One of the important things that I'm just going to shift to the management panel a bit so that I can show you the sharing of content. How do you share the content from a marketing perspective? So you have the asset upload screen here. So wherein you can say what is the asset name, what is the category of assets. You can choose a thumbnail for it, and then you can tag it with different, you know what I mean, you can tag it with different tags, whatever you think the person might search, the person on the field might search, and then pull this information. So you can put all of those tags here. If you have already put it, it will automatically come, so you don't need to retype them every time, right? And then the next thing that you do is, you know what I mean, where should it go to? So we not just stop here, we also define the route that the content has to take to actually reach the relevant person. So this is a content, that is tough to sell, which means it has to go to, you know what, my managers, so that they can do a better job at pitching this particular content. This is a content that I want to send it to my sales reps, right? First line, second line. So you can actually define where it needs to go into. And into the same thing, you can also bring in the customer context, right? I mean, so we give plugins for that. So where you can say that this content, so what happens then is, when the sales rep opens up the tablet, and then they, so the customer data also comes there, and they touch on the customer, it checks what is the type of customer, right, and accordingly brings the specific kind of content that is meant for that customer, right? So you can also bring in the customer content in a similar way, and then, you know what, have the rules, and then get your content to go to the specific set of people, right? So assuming I have done that, I get my content here. And who you can give the permission to upload the content is, so this is a question that again comes, so I'm just trying to repeat the question that usually my customers have asked, so that, you know what, you may have the same questions. You can give permission at any level, right? Because there are certain industries, the way they say it is, you know what, I want my regional managers also to upload some of the content, because they are also having access to some of the content, so I want them also to send some of the content to the people who are reporting into them, but not everybody. Right? Marketing will put for everyone. My regional managers can't share certain content without disturbing the marketing content, right? To the people who are reporting into them. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. So the hierarchy is kind of, you know what, built into the system. The permissions can be given at what level you want to allow whom to upload content for whom, and what permissions can be given. So all of that is, you know what, behind the scenes available in the system. Any questions here? Either I've answered your questions, or probably I'm not connected with you also. Okay, so for me to, you know what I mean, okay, behind the scenes, you know what I can, so this is, for example, you know what, a podcast with the image kind of thing, right? So what kind of content can be uploaded? The next question, any kind of content. So we allow PDFs, we allow HTML5 content to be uploaded, we allow PPTs to be uploaded, Excel sheets to be uploaded if you want to, you know what I mean, show the nice bars and charts in front of the customer, right? I mean, you build some slices and you want to, you know what, show these slices in front of the customer, you can actually have even Excel sheets uploaded, right? And you can have videos uploaded into it, and we do quite a bit of work using Windows Azure, using their encoding infrastructure. So we actually use Azure to encode the entire video, and also stream it based on the endpoint. So if the endpoint has a better connectivity, it streams with a better quality video. If the endpoint has a not so good connectivity, you know what, it streams with a slightly lower quality video. The second thing, I mean, that happens mostly in India is, you know what, internet connectivity is bad at many of the customer places, unfortunately. Right? I mean, we also had an internet connectivity problem when we started. So how do we take care of that when that happens? Simple, we have an offline mechanism. So you can download the video, keep it offline, and then show it. Right? So here I'm showing it to you on a browser, but on a mobile, you have an app, so inside the app you can go and download it. Right? So all that I'm showing on the web is also available on the mobile. I'm just using web as a mechanism so that, you know what, I can connect it to the, once this is over, I can show a demo. Whoever is interested to see it on the mobile, certainly please stop by and I can, you know what, we'll be here and we can show you on the mobile how it works. So we have kind of built a unified player where any type of content can be played. And once it plays, you know what, I can provide comments here if I want to, you know what, I mean, provide a comment about that particular thing to my marketing, where I want to connect back with them with specific information, I can actually provide the comments, ratings, etc. for the videos. So you know what kind of engagement your rep is having with the information that you are actually sharing with the promoter perspective. This is what I was saying, so you can tag it, I can see what are all the serial podcasts that are available, etc. etc. So yes, the rep can send it to the customer of the prospect, please.
Right.
So that's a sharing part of it. I mean, it needs to be given as a permission. So We have an app for the customer.
For example, customer sees a video, you will know how many minutes of video he's consumed, what is the rating he gives, what is the comment he has on the particular marketing plan. See, it's something like if I'm a heavy purchaser of like capital equipment, I might have to continuously engage my marketing collaterals are getting released, suddenly the fridge gets quiet. From here to sales, you don't know how it is getting disseminated. I'm not trying to blame sales. I'm saying sales also will not know how to disseminate the technique. Now here you have a unified control. The moment I conceive a digital asset, the moment I conceive a PowerPoint, it's like how films are getting released on theaters. Nowadays they do it using digital production, right? You can. Depends on which CRM. Like if you want us to integrate it to SFDC, Microsoft Dynamics, it's all API. In fact, I can even take content from sources like Dropbox, OneDrive, SharePoint. So they're all content stores. In fact, they stop there. The whole problem is you can't use SharePoint for your marketing needs. Because they are there to provide a final document. From there, the distribution comes in. And it's a simple product. I mean, why it's a simple product is customers can't be asked to do configurations, add CRUD, you know, typical add, modify, delete, view kind of a structure. So for the client, if he installs the app, he can use it from day one. Because it's like a YouTube, it's like, lack of a better word, asset library, that's it.
Yeah. So you can send from marketing to sales, you can send from marketing to sales to customer, you can send from marketing to customer's customer. So all that link is possible, and you know what I mean, you can pretty much track, I mean, except in the customer's customer, where the analytics of customer's customer goes to the customer because they own it, right? I mean, so we just have to respect that. So you can know how many of your assets that you have shared with the customer has been shared with the customer's customer.
Like we build a Chinese wall because customers might not like a company to know how much he shared with his customer. It's personal to you, but you get the aggregate analytics part.
So this is the analytics that Anand is talking about, so you can pretty much get, you know what are the top assets that are being shared, what are the top assets that are being seen, and how much time is being spent on all of them, where you are getting comments, what is the ratings, average ratings that is coming across for all that you have shared. So, I mean, obviously we have a comprehensive set of dashboards with that. For the lack of time, I don't want to get too much into it, so I'll get into the next feature. So what do you want to measure, you can measure anything. So we'll give you all the data. So the next thing is quickly jumping into it. So we also, as I was telling you, we also have a enterprise, Facebook, which is available for your employees to share the information with other people, right? So here the advantage, as I told you, is number one, it works across systems. So it works on mobile, it works on web, it works on tablets. Number two, you have the control, the organization has the control towards groups that are being formed. So if you want to deactivate, so if a user gets deactivated centrally, then it gets deactivated in all the groups that the user was part of, right? So, and the other beauty is, so we have it in such a way that, for example, you have a group of all the sales regional managers, right? Now if a particular person quits, right? In the, and then a new person joins. So will he be part of the regional manager group that I have created? The answer is yes. So he will still be part of the regional manager group, because a lot of these groups obeys the region hierarchy that is typically there in sales and marketing. Right? I mean, so where you have regions defined in your sales, so those regions can be entered here, so we obey that, the groups actually obey that. So even if a new person joins, he will still know that he's part of the regional manager group. He will show that, you know what, these are the regional manager groups that are available, so become a part of it. Right? And you can audit the conversation, so from a legal perspective. So it is basically an enterprise WhatsApp. So as I said, you can have, group conversations and, individual conversations. So I can go to an individual user and then, share some information with them. So it is all done on the phone, PC, as well as the tablet. As I said, whoever is interested in seeing more of it, we can show you the phone demo will be here. Okay. So now I will, I'll just stop here because I want my customer to take a few minutes to explain to you how our customer has actually used Kaggle from their side. So welcome, Mr. Naranjan. He's CEO of a company that focuses on nutraceuticals and medical devices. He has been very grateful to come and explain to you all how he has used our application. Thank you, Naranjan, and it's good to you.
Yeah, I would just like to give a very brief background. We are an organization which focuses on infertility, gynecology, and pregnancy. And when Swas came and presented Kaggle to me, honestly, I did not know how it was going to really help, because I didn't know how many doctors are going to use apps. Okay, we had a discussion with the marketing, and then we kind of quite forgot about it. Then we did a market survey, which is totally irrelevant to the product, but then we saw a window of opportunity. This is a condition called as polycystic ovarian syndrome. I'm not going to talk too much science, I'm just going to give a brief background. This is, there are multiple cysts of the ovaries which makes the woman infertile, and this infertility, PCOS, happens to be 80% of the infertility is caused by PCOS. And it's broadly divided into two from the doctor's perspective. Unmarried women with irregular periods, they develop acne, hirsutism, that is facial hair, a bit of a masculine kind of a appearance. And then there are married women who are anxious to conceive. They come to the doctor and say that, no, I'm not conceiving. So we found out, both of them had a common kind of a problem, basically. But our primary data, our secondary data said that, gynecologists don't treat obesity at all. It is the bariatric surgeons who treat obesity. Gynecologists don't treat them at all. So we did a live prescription analysis of about 10,000 prescriptions. On the left-hand side, you find an adolescent girl with irregular periods where she has PCOS, and then you have a 23-year-old lady who wants to conceive, and she's also got PCOD. Okay? But the commonality is, the doctors say, regular exercise here, and diet exercise here. We went to the doctors and we did a dissertation asking them, is obesity a real problem? They said, of course it is a real problem. But then why don't you prescribe anything for obesity? What do you do for obesity? They just say, I tell them to reduce weight. This is not in the rural areas, but even in the prominent hospitals like Apollo, Cloud9, Cradle, which specializes on delivery, they said, we just tell them to reduce weight. We asked them, why don't you counsel them? They said, we don't have time. We see about 60 to 100 patients a day. Probably in Europe, they'll be seeing 60 to 100 patients a month. In India, they say 60 to 100 patients a day, and we just don't have time to counsel anybody. We tell them to take a walk, have a swim, whatever it is, reduce weight and come. And basically for PCOS women, the androgen levels are more, and the craving is more, and they can't help it. They keep eating. Now, this was a situation that was presented to us, and we had an amazing product. We have an amazing product which works on obesity, particularly the fat, because we need to understand that obesity is not just about weight. Weight is a combination of fat, muscle, water, and bone. Now, a 5% reduction in fat has a 19-fold increase on the ovaries so that it ensures fertility. Now, if we have to talk all this to the doctor says, fine, but I don't have time to explain this. It's not about the weight. If you lose the fat, the weight can remain the same. If you lose inches, you become more fertile. So this was a challenge posed to us. So, next please. Yeah, this is how, you know, we understood the doctor's prescription. When they prescribe a medicine, it's easily followed by the patients. When they prescribe an advice, it is very difficult to follow. And 80% of the infertility failures, IVF failures, are because of non-compliance of diet and exercise. The patient doesn't know. They say eat a lot of protein. They don't know vegetarian protein assimilates much better. All these things are there. What do we do? This is the time where, you know, Kangal suddenly played a very important role for us. We asked the doctor, would you have time at least to register your patients into an app so that, you know, we load a lot of content about obesity? They said, we can do it. I take off your time and advise the patients, and then the patients can get back to you on the kind of, you know, exercise and diet regimen and also the product which they are taking. So they said yes, and we developed this app particularly for doctors and then told them to register their patients. We also told the doctors that's going to be very private. To whomever you're going to allow their patients to come in, they're not going to know about it. So this happened. After that, a lot of questions started coming to us in our customer hotline. We never expected that. The doctor has said, if you have any questions, please call the office. So now we have developed, we have two customer counselors already, you know. And the calls were, about 5 months back, we used to get about 2 to 3 calls a day. Now we're getting 160. 160 calls a day. And customer counselors, what do? They go and meet these customers, doctors, to inquire about, is this information enough? Or do you want much more? We are ready to take up your lot of counseling, and we are your assistant, not only for our products, whatever products you prescribe, we will be counseling the patients. It has developed a tremendous amount of customer equity, and also it has built our brand to a different level. And the positioning of the brand also is very, very sharp and precise, you know, because we are taking the feedback from the customer as well as the customer's customer. Now, we never knew this would be possible. We tried it out. Because why did we try it? We were the first company to sell our products online. Now, meaning, it will be available only on their prescriptions, but we never sell in pharmacies, we never sell it through distributors, we sell it online. Patients versus patients. This is where, you know, we are trying to bridge the gap. They're going to tell the doctor, they're going to tell our customer, you prescribe your product, but we do the counseling. So this has added a tremendous amount of credibility, and as a startup, I started the company 3 years back. Now there are more and more customer interactions. There are more and more customer interactions with us. We understand each customer's need, and the patients ask very, very simple questions. They ask, should I take this with milk or water? That's a question for the patient. Would it have any kind of a side effects? How long should I take it? What should I expect from your product? So these are the things, you know, which we found that the doctor can never, ever answer the patient because she's seeing about 1,600 patients a day. So this is where Kangal has helped us quite a lot, and we are pretty thankful for this kind of a product. And for our internal customers, how does it help? Okay? For our internal customers, as our medical representative, we have highly scientific products which are patented, which are US FDA approved with a lot of certifications. So there should be a dialogue with the customers because they do ask a lot of questions. We can post a lot of technical literature where the rep on the move reads it. And if he's not able to answer, he can retrieve it from the Kangal and then show it to the doctors. That has also added a tremendous amount of credibility for the organization. It's, you know very well, there's so many organizations for a startup, it's very difficult to meet the server and get into the mind of the customer. Kangal has really helped us, you know, get into the mind of the customer and then make them understand that we are a credible company, and an innovative company does have a space to make a great impact in these kind of technological innovations. Thank you for the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Complexity is more at the back rather than the front. have a question. So does this integrate with Microsoft Dynamics? So for example, you know, can we leverage the customer list in the Microsoft Dynamics?
Yes.
But mapping has to be done.
The asset to the customer mapping. So what we will do is we'll do the data from the Microsoft Dynamics. So it'll be on this side. So obviously integration.
With Claire Analytics, also I can pick out the analytics to your own data warehousing solution. It's all API. In fact, I can even do AD authentication. Authorization can be done inside chat. I mean, I'm just saying it to people who are tech savvy. Not necessarily. All I'm saying is it's a very simple product. It's built as a mobile-first approach. To the extent, in fact, we launched this Jan 16th or 17th. We've already sold it to varied set of people. In fact, we've sold it to Glenmark. We've sold it to set of chartered accountants. Okay? Which is why I said varied set of people. Interesting use case. Chartered accountants have a lot of documents. They do a lot of service tax returns, TDS returns, which are like 4KB PDF files. Now they upload it, they tag it. So they can tag it client-wise. Retrieve any service tax return, TDS return from their portfolio perspective. Two lawyers have bought it. Agreed. And one retailing chain called Richfield in Mumbai, which does hair solutions. You know, hair regrowth and stuff like that, they bought it. So, we've got a varied set of use cases for Kaggle. I mean, one use case which we are very close to our heart is the doctor perspective. So, which is a really reason why I thought I'll showcase that here.
Agree is also an example. So, where one of the things that they do is they go to the farmers across the country, because especially people who deal with these high-end modified seeds and stuff like that. So they have to go and explain to the farmers who are typically in the rural belt. And one of the challenges that they had was, you know what, how do I, and they have a lot of temporary staff who are like based on the season they hire, and then, you know what I mean, so that kind of a model that they operate in. So, and another thing that they had to do was they had to go to the distributors and really prove to them that, you know what, campaign has been run against so many farmers, so that, you know what, be confident to buy inventory from me, right? So they wanted to show to the distributors that so many so many people have actually seen these videos that we have floated out to the temporary sales people, right? I mean, who are literally taking on their mobile phones. They didn't even want to use tablets because they were feeling that tablets will get damaged when they're going on the fields and all that. So they really wanted them to use the mobile phones and then, you know what, I mean, go show videos, content to the farmers on the field. And then they wanted this, you know what, analytics to come to the salespeople who speak to the people and say that, look, I mean, so many people have seen in this particular area. So henceforth, please stock more goods here. Right? I mean, so.
Is this a
parallel content management?
It's not a CMS.
But it is actually also giving you the platform to take it to the people. It's more content management from a consumption perspective if you look at it.
But you still need to maintain your CMS and then pull the
CMS,
there.
CMS can be done in two ways, right? One CMS is a public portal.
So
this actually works better than that because it's easier. Because CMS is not built for the
If
phone.
You have this, you don't need a CMS.
Don't
need to say that.
You don't need it. See, you get a lot of analytics. In fact, we are building a lot of added features, but we've also built in a small LMS wherein, you know, we have courses, categorization, people can write exams on the move. The best part is it's BYOD. If I go to a company and say, buy 100 tablets, buy 100 Lumia phones, or buy Android, see, nowadays people are having smartphones. It works on any smartphone, Android, iOS, or Windows. It's got an app. And it's very cost effective as well. I mean, why I'm mentioning it is, it's like $2 per user per month. That kind of a cost.
So because here this is a SharePoint, so this is replace that?
SharePoint alone,
just
no. It's
one module of
SharePoint. Yeah, one module of SharePoint, it'll replace, but SharePoint has its own set of other complexities.
Yeah, yeah.
Got workflow.
Yeah.
See, in fact, I'll tell you, Kaggle starts where SharePoint ends.
Because for creating a document, I need SharePoint. I need those workflows. I need those approvals. I need those small things that I add in a slide. But the moment it is done, the dissemination part, especially the mobile friendliness and stuff like that, I don't think SharePoint is even trying to get into that space. Kaggle actually is correctly fitting into this. I mean, I'm just trying to give clarity so that, one, that is where we are positioning this.
So the only thing I'm thinking is the two-way interaction is still not there. It's more about facility.
No, that's where I'm saying we have one more product called Wide Angle. I didn't showcase that. That's where intrusion. Like, you know, I take a tablet, I show you that. So that's there on a tablet.
No, but you're not. What his question is that are you capturing people's feedback as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
this is dissemination.
We do.
Are you capturing?
I'm saying, asset modifications.
Asset modifications?
And then retrieving that asset back, which is basically more often
asset modification usually is done by the, so it's more taking that, you know what, marketing basically is the owner of all the information that needs to be shared, and you know what, sales basically takes on
the asset modification part is actually not covered here.
But I understand that.
So the versioning and that part is not there. But I can replace assets very quickly.
But if I upload the assets in the CRM, do I need to upload it here as well?
I can build up, I mean, one, we have APIs, depending on which CRM you're using, like if it's SFDC or a Microsoft Dynamics, we can readily take it. If it's a specific CRM that you're using, I can also see how I can suck the information into CAN. The whole idea is simplicity, because nowadays, current systems take a lot of time to implement, and I need results faster. Like somebody said, no, Agile earlier, in, I think, Keto or she was talking about agile requirement in marketing. These are areas where, you know, I can quickly change my content. Like, for example, if I'm a huge sales organization, meeting them itself takes 3 months. And then training them, and then, you know, again going to the market. Why would I do that? If swine flu is coming, I need to market my hand sanitizer. Instantly, I can, you know, put up.
And how strong is the search?
Very high. We built in search inside the content, outside the content, taxonomy, complete amount of search.
So you can do it based on the customer segment, you can do it based on the specific name of the file, the taxonomy, I mean the tag that has been given to the file, so all of that.
You know, the guy on the road will not have time. Yeah. Any other questions? Of course, we are there. We're going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be here, so we can show you. We have got a little bit more things for showing demos to the customer and all that. We have got a content organizer where you can segregate, choose a specific set of content, focus on that content in the meeting. For the lack of time, I didn't get into all those details today, right? But obviously, we have a lot of things that is made for making sure that the presentation is more relevant and more focused to the customer. So we can show you those demos. So we'll just be here, please.
Thanks, Imani. Thanks all.
I will just also quickly give you my mobile number, so please feel free to just call me. So I'm just going to type it here.
Call on a Saturday evening.
So if you can just flip it to this slide. Yeah. So this is my mobile number, and my email ID is. So our website is we have a separate website for Kaggle, which is Kaggle.